At first I pretended to refuse. Then he became angry, so, naturally, I had to agree. My plan was working excellently. We continued playing, and in less than an hour, my winnings were 4 times as big. Glendinning's face was now as white as a sheet. Everyone around the table started talking. And to my surprise, I heard the words, "That's the end of Glendinning. He's just lost everything he had." I had heard that Glendinning was very rich indeed. Rich enough to lose a lot of money and not to worry about it. Now I understood from the whispers around the table that this was not true. I had, in fact, won everything he owned, and so destroyed him. Nobody spoke. Glendinning had covered his face with his hands, and everyone clearly felt very sorry for him. Even I began to feel a little worried, and wondered what I should do. As we stood in silence, the door suddenly opened, and a strong wind filled the room. It blew out all the candles in the room, and we were left in darkness. But in the few seconds before the candles went out, we noticed that a man had entered the room. He was about as tall as I was, and his face and body were hidden by a long cloak. As we stood in the darkness, we could feel him standing in the room.